with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Coast FM.
The Australia Post has announced its advice for those planning on sending gifts for Christmas.
You're already too late.
Essentially, pretty much. Well, if you're planning on getting something in for Christmas, forget that, I would say.
If it's not within Australia.
Or even then, like stuff, I mean, I know people are, you know, waiting for months for stuff from around the corner.
Yeah, it is delayed a lot already.
But they're saying the word is December 8 is our cutoff for parcel post, December 15 for express post.
Okay.
If you're over east, you get a little bit more leeway, but we've got to get it in. And for regular post, for like cards and letters, if you're moving them within the state, they should be sent by December 20, so you've got a bit of time on that.
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. They're making
not
it sound
for letters,
like,
no.
But even parcels, I was thinking they're going to say November.
Wow.
I feel like even normally I would have assumed it would be early December for Christmas.
They are saying get it in earlier. And for interstate delivery, you've got to get them done by December 16. You can get the details if you're keen at ostpost.com.au.
Happy Thursday. Nice and sunny. Sun is shining. There's no more rain for at least the next 4 days.
Well, at least the weekend's looking pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah. So
thank goodness. But they are saying it is the wettest October ever.
Yeah.
And it is already the coldest October in 20 years.
Well, as soon as we hit that last of the hailstorm actions a couple of days ago, that was when we busted the records.
Yes.
We got more yesterday, so, and we aren't quite done yet, so we'll see how it goes.
Wettest ever, I can't believe it.
See, Ed Sheeran's bub has tested positive for COVID.
Goodness.
His one-year-old daughter, Lyra, is apparently isolating with him. So apparently they're eating a lot.
Okay.
That's their way of getting through.
There you go.
It's just him and bub, no mum, so I guess it's in front of the
TV.
Until
she tests positive as well.
Well, yeah, I guess so. All of this by way of also, I guess, pointing out that his album hits tomorrow?
Yep.
Our time?
Yes. It's out tomorrow. Cool. Now, I've got a bit of a public health warning for everyone.
Timely.
Yep. So this LA doctor has thought it's about time he spoke out because he's seen this happen so many times in ER that he thought, right, I need to tell everyone to stop doing this.
Okay.
He's asking, well, Americans in particular, to stop putting garlic inside their ears.
Sorry. I'll just take this one out now.
Pop those cloves out.
Just have one in there as we spoke. Sorry, what you?
Yeah, I know. He says, please stop putting garlic inside your ears. He said the last patient that he saw had was complaining about an ear infection and he noticed a yellowish white object wedged into the patient's ear. The guy had apparently read that garlic and its oil was great for the treatment of ear infections, so decided to give it a go.
Okay, I haven't read that.
No, I've never heard anything like that.
And even if I had, you know what, it sounds like the kind of thing that would pop up in one of those five-minute hacks.
Yeah,
you know?
Got an ear infection, pop some garlic in your ear.
Don't
do it.
Apparently also keeps vampires away too. Or is it?
Yeah.
It is vampires.
It is vampires, yep. So,
but anyway, no
garlic in your ears if that's what you were contemplating. Don't do it. What's the rule? Is it? I've heard that if it's anything bigger than your elbow, it shouldn't go in your ear.
Nothing
smaller, sorry.
Smaller than your elbow.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nothing smaller than your elbow goes in your ear.
If you can fit anything bigger than your elbow in your ear, good luck to you.
Congratulations.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
Especially if you want to have a spooky time of it. Screamfest is back.
Scared me.
Sorry, you weren't ready for that.
Where it came from.
Screamfest is back this weekend at King Carnival with rides and mini golf and trick or treat house action and live wire performing spooky AC/DC classics on Saturday evening and heaps more too.
It's the perfect way to spend Halloween if
really
you're
is.
Thinking like, what can I do? Get on down here.
KingCarnival.com for more info or tune in across the day for your chance to win. The Fright Factory is also back in Greenfield, scaring kids while raising money for Murray Mandurah's Riding for the Disabled.
Awesome.
Good cause.
Yeah.
They've got viewings in the lead up to Halloween and I think after as well, but they've got a whole bunch of stuff planned for Halloween itself. So check their Facebook page for opening times and all the details. Good cause. Only $10 to go and check it out.
Yep, worthy. Awesome.
And October 28 is National Chocolate Day.
Yummo.
So you know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Make a bath out of some ice magic today.
Sure.
I've seen quite a few posts online on Facebook and various other places recently suggesting, now, if you're lost somewhere without much phone signal, a tip is to record a voicemail describing your situation and approximately where you are, so when people call, eventually, chances are they'll get through to that.
Right.
So it's a nice little tip. I mean, you know.
That is a good tip.
When you sort of get somewhere near some sort of reception, that'll be what they access. So it's good advice.
Mm.
Unlike a Colorado hiker who had wandered off the trail in the last couple of weeks, got lost and apparently ignored repeated phone calls from rescuers because he didn't recognise the number.
Which is fair enough.
Well, I
suppose.
That's
what most people do.
But the suggestion from the Colorado local rescue team, and I guess this is probably good advice for many, if you're overdue according to your itinerary and you start getting repeated calls from an unknown number, might be worth answering the phone.
Yeah, I feel like in that situation, go like, God, I'm thirsty, I'm so lost. Ignore.
I mean, even if it does wind up being a robocall claiming to be from the Australian Border Force about a package with illegal contents, I mean, at least you can just hang up on it, you know?
And they might still be able to help you.
Well, if you have been importing fireworks made out of endangered animals, then maybe just wait, and with any luck, the Australian Federal Police can rescue you when they come to arrest you.
Exactly,
you know?
Just tell them where you are.
It all comes together.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And now, with entertainment news live from the edge of infinity, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Pixar has released a teaser for Lightyear, which is the origin story of Toy Story's Buzz Lightyear.
Hey!
Who better to voice Buzz Lightyear than Captain America himself? That's right. Chris Evans is the voice of Buzz Lightyear during his early days as a space ranger in Star Command. Here's the trailer.
Okay, status. Booster. Go.
Go.
Go. Okay.
Go, Buzz. Cabin pressurization is underway.
As we prepare for ignition.
Flight recorders are on. T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
To infinity.
And
now, apparently, because there's a few people going, why is it not Tim Allen?
Yes.
Because apparently, he's the original. Tim Allen's the voice of the toy. And then there's Patrick Warburton, who was Putty on Seinfeld. Who's
yes,
like, he was the voice in the TV commercials.
Yes.
So that's the explanation.
So Buzz Lightyear, of course, as you said, was originally voiced by Tim Allen in the Toy Story movies. But Lightyear will be out in cinemas mid next year. A new trailer for Lady Gaga and Adam Driver's new flick House of Gucci has been released. The highly anticipated thriller from Ridley Scott is based on the story of Patrizia Reggiani, who's played by Gaga, who orchestrated the assassination of her husband and Gucci fashion house head Maurizio Gucci, played by Adam Driver, after he asks for a divorce. The flick also stars Salma Hayek, Jared Leto, and Al Pacino. Here's the trailer.
I'm Patrizia.
Maurizio Gucci. We are a family business.
Gucci, it is an empire.
Wealth, style, power.
Gucci is like a cake.
Then you'll have a taste. Then you want more. And then you'll want the whole thing for yourself.
Gucci needs no blood.
What game are you playing?
Can you keep a secret? Father, son, and house of Gucci.
Looks so good.
It does.
House of Gucci is out in cinemas on Boxing Day. Netflix has released a trailer for Tiger King 2, continuing the tale of Joe Exotic and his murder-for-hire plot against animal rights activist Carol Baskin. Here's the trailer.
In order for there to be justice, there has to be truth.
We want some answers.
Joe didn't hurt anybody. That's my opinion. It's your opinion. I cannot be wrong.
The plot to kill Carol is built on lies.
These people are going down.
You think this was Waco?
Come get me, mother.
If I have to make a deal with the devil, I will make a deal with the devil.
Some of those accents in the House of Gucci were easier to understand. Yeah.
Tiger King 2 premieres on November 17th on Netflix.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.